system and synthetic metabolism group. What does it mean? System metabolism, like any other subfield of system biology, is trying to understand the cellular metabolism phenomenon through the use of both computational tool and experimental tool, and trying to understand how the system operates as a whole. In a sense, it's trying to understand what is the design principle of metabolism, or what is the biochemical logic of metabolism. Synthetic metabolism, on the other hand, is the art in which we try to take natural metabolism and rewire it to perform some task we would like to perform. My lab is focused mainly on the application of the synthetic format assimilation pathway rather than on the product side. The second big project in the lab is trying to re-engineer plant carbon fixation to become much more efficient and be able to support higher plant productivity, which of course could have a transformative effect on the way we do agriculture. What we are trying to do is actually not trying to deal directly with the main carbon fixation pathway of plant, the Kelvin cycle, but rather we are trying to re-engineer a secondary pathway called photorespiration, which is highly inefficient and decreases in the overall productivity of carbon fixation. Second step is the in silico design step, in which we consider all possible metabolic options, and then compare all of these candidate solutions, all of these candidate pathways, according to a set of physicochemical properties to understand which of these pathways is actually the best one. Of course, the last step, or the most interesting step, is the in vivo step, in which we are trying to establish pathway activity within living organisms, in our case, within usually microbes, and in our partners also within higher organisms like plants and so on. So basically what we need to do, and again it's an engineering kind of thinking, is you need to divide the pathway into small modules and then create specific microbial strain such that you can directly select for the activity of each of the module in each different strain. What do I mean by select? We create conditions such that the microbe would be able to grow if and only if the module in question is actually active. So if we see growth, we know it's active. And if we improve growth by direct selection, we can actually improve the activity of this pathway module. So we establish each of the modules separately and then integrate them sequentially until we have a full functional pathway within our microbial host. To have a complete kind of success in a project, you really need to integrate all possible types of fields in the natural sciences, and most of the time also in engineering. So ethics is indeed a very important part when we are talking about synthetic biology as a whole and synthetic metabolism from my point of view. And here I think that we really need to differentiate between two types of concerns that the people have. Some of the concerns are real concerns, problems that are could happen, but there are, before I relate to this one, and these ones are completely justified, I would also would like to mention that there is the other type of concern. And the other type of concern is related actually, in many cases, to ignorance. Education is one way to avoid this problem. The other way is really to try to communicate with the public with other means rather than, you know, pure education, which is what class is trying to do.
There are two main aspects that I find really interesting in class. The first one relates to the relation with the public. Basically, today, when the complexity of science is keep increasing, it's very difficult to convey the somewhat complex aspects of the everyday life, as well as the results and the possible implementation, to the general public. One way to establish that is by making popular science lectures and so on, and it's of course it's very useful and it's very productive. However, this doesn't hold the entire solution for this challenge. Art has something unique within it because it can be used as a mediator to speak with people from completely different fields and completely different backgrounds and education and so on. So basically, if we can translate what we are doing to some extent, but you can translate what we are doing in the lab to an art form, this could be approachable for a vast sections in many sections in the society, probably even more than those that would listen to a popular science talk. This is one issue. The second issue that class, I think, I found it quite interesting, is the ability to stimulate what we are doing in our lab via the input from someone completely from the outside. Therefore, I believe that there is a potential from the interaction between our way of looking at this field and the point of view of the artist, who is a bit less scientific and a little bit more global or conceptual in thinking, that could arise some more understanding of the entire process, or again, new ways to disseminate, to exploit what we are doing. I think it is important to note that the interest in CLAST is not limited to the PI level only. In my lab, as well as I'm sure in other participating labs, there are students as well as postdocs that are highly interested in collaborating and ask an artist and see what can be gained via this collaboration. Another interesting question is how this collaboration, how this work with an artist will change not just the work in the lab, but how will it affect the people themselves, the people who are working with the artist.
You know, whether you're an artist or a scientist, you came in with at some point with the desire to investigate more deeply what you're talking about. But I mean, I think that's kind of exciting in itself, the risk of doing something that, you know, might not connect, but might connect in a really nice way.